about 10 or 15 seconds, dead still. And then all of a sudden, just in a flash, one of them went to the east, one of them went to the north.
Wow.
And one of them went to the back towards the east. And just, I mean, in a flash.
Wow.
And they moved just real, real fast.
Yes, sir.
For about another maybe 10 or 15, 20 seconds. And apparently they got to where they were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And from a full speed, they stopped dead still from a full...
Wow.
And like a race car going 100 miles an hour and just all of a sudden stopped dead still.
Wow, yeah, that's not natural.
I know.
And it's not a satellite either.
Yeah, you know, well, okay, well, that was my question, partner, is, you know, are they satellites or what are they, you know, because they just... They just went streaking across. I said, "Here, looking at them." They just streaked across the sky, and just all of a sudden, all three of them stopped dead still.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they were in the position they wanted to be, and they just stayed there for, I guess, the rest of the night. I watched them for about 30 minutes. They didn't move for 30 minutes, you know, and they just stayed right there the rest of the night,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
But I thought, wow, what is it? Something can go flashing through the sky at that kind of speed and all of a sudden stop dead still. What is that, you know?
Yes, sir. That's a good question. All right, Mr. Warren, we're late for a break. We got to hit our time.
I'm sorry, pal.
No,
I just wanted to...
Thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks, pal.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All
right, guys, we got to hit this break. And by the way, what Kenny was talking about was view from the satellites themselves or the space station not being able to see satellites. That's what he was talking about. Not from the Earth, but... Anyway, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Y'all come back with us.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Roger Stern. Former First Lady Barbara Bush has now been laid to rest in the shadow of her husband's presidential library. At her funeral in Houston, Pulitzer Prize-winning author John Meacham remembered what made her special.
She was candid and comforting, steadfast and straightforward, honest and loving.
Barbara Bush died Tuesday at age 92. Republicans in Congress happy with a statement from North Korea that it will halt nuclear tests and close a test site. New York Representative Lee Zeldin sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
This is fantastic news, a lot of great developments. However, we have to be cautious.
Zeldin telling Fox and Friends the U.S. has to keep maximum pressure on North Korea. President Trump is planning a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A date and locale has yet to be determined. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Child's Performance Exhaust is the River Region's exhaust specialist. They replace catalytic converters, banded broken tailpipes, and more. They can handle exhaust issues from the simplest repair, replacing a bad catalytic converter, even performance exhaust systems for your show car. Full custom exhaust systems, stock exhaust, and diesel exhaust. Child's Performance Exhaust carries a full stock of performance mufflers, chrome tips, and more. Plus, they service brakes, shocks, and struts for all makes and models of cars and trucks. Remember, your exhaust matters. Get it right and get the best. Child's Performance Exhaust. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5:30 and Saturday mornings from 8 till noon. Their performance experts are the best in the River Region. Ask any local mechanic. They'll tell you that they rely on Child's Performance Exhaust. Call 396-3033. That's 396-3033. Find them on Facebook at Child's Performance Exhaust.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's a new season, which means there are new changes that you should know about. If you currently have a conventional loan, this message is for you. Listen up. If you owe $454,000 or less on your home, then it is time for you to take advantage of the new conforming loan program. Call me at 567-4223. Let's talk about how you could be saving money today. Ring in the new season with more money in your pocket. Now is the time to lower your rate and payment. Why pay more than you have to? Let's talk through the options together to create your very own Alabama home mortgage. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking, now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are fast approaching, but if you have plans this evening, I think you're going to be fine. Mostly cloudy skies. Showers hold off till probably after midnight, well after midnight. Overnight low temperature around 59. Tomorrow, periods of rain. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two, especially towards tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. High temperature tomorrow around 70. Then showers and thunderstorms around from time to time on Monday. High around 74. And risk of a few leftover showers on Tuesday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Looks like we have a full bank of calls. Who we got? Hey, Bo.
Hey, my friend.
Hello.
Hey, I'm back from vacation, man. I went down to Gulf Shores and chilled out a little bit.
Good. How's the water?
I didn't go in. I don't like it, water, too much, you know?
Okay.
Especially after that oil spill. You just don't know what's in it.
This is true.
Fukushima, you know, leftovers, and you never know.
It's true.
It didn't recede on you while you're down there, did it?
It didn't receive. Oh, no. not one of them way out there like a tsunami's coming, because I think I would have took that as a time to depart, you know.
Uh-huh.
Get on up out of there.
Yes, sir.
But I did notice a few chemtrails while we were first there. I was like, you know, that's kind of clear. They must not be doing it down here on the coast, you know, in the Gulf.
Oh, they're doing
it. Yeah. And then, like, the next day, I was looking out, and I saw them, you know, zipping them across the sky,
mm-hmm.
way out over the Gulf. You know, they know which way the winds blow to carry it, so
mm-hmm.
everything they do is intentional.
Yes, sir.
One of the things I wanted to talk about, I've been trying to fast from the news because it's so depressing, and it's so demonic, and it's, you know, all these things that just, you know, draws all the good energy out of you if you've got any. So I've been trying to fast it and get away from it, and I try not to watch too much while I was gone, but anyway, one thing that's kind of been on me a little bit is this, you know, Trump is out there blowing his trumpet, you know, oh, Kim Jong-un is capitulating, and he's going to stop his, you know, missile program, blah, 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 blah. Remember how Trump blew the trumpet, blew his trumpet when the stock market went up? And what happened?
It went down.
Boom. So, you know, Trump's, I say he's fairly deep, you know, on some of his stuff. Do you remember some of the speeches he gave? He would read this. It's actually from a song. It says it's a line. Let's see, line for line. He read the lyrics to a song from the '60s by Al Wilson called "The Snake." You remember that?
Yes.
Are y'all familiar with that song and then with those lyrics?
Somewhat.
It tells a tale of a woman whose well-meaning plan to take in the snake backfires.
Adam, that's kind of,
yeah, I remember.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I think to me now. If I was Trump, I'd be reading that to myself dealing with Kim Jong-un. I think you're dealing with a live snake in more than one way with that dude.
Well, somebody needs to take Trump's phone away from him. He needs to stop the stuff he's doing with the Twitter and all that. He just needs to stop, in my opinion.
But, what do you think on that, Postman?
You know, we're not privy to a whole lot of what goes on, you know, behind the scenes, and all we have is what the mainstream media gives us, and if. If North Korea has been in the state that they've been in, you know, since the Korean War, economically, you know, pretty much, this guy needs to take care of his people, and who knows, he may have been jumping up and down and screaming, you know, that he's got this and that, and you know, who knows, once we get over there, he may not have it, he may just have some rockets, you know, who knows, but in my opinion, I think he wants a good life for his people. If they stay like they're staying, and he stays the scourge of Asia, they're going to overthrow him at some point in time.
Well, you know, the people over there are taught to worship him.
Well,
I mean, literally worship him as a deity.
Well, deities fall too, you know,
yep.
And he's not a deity. He's a man living on planet Earth, which happens to be a leader of a small country, and he can easily be overthrown, you know, from the inside. Easily.
But have you heard of the North Korea having a satellite position over the U.S. with the potential to drop a dirty bomb and do the EMP thing?
I've heard that, and as far as we know, it could be ours. Yeah,
could be our own deal.
Yeah, it could
doing
be
a false flag
right.
thing.
Yeah.
It makes sense because all the elite have got their bunkers ready, from what I understand. And the dumbs, the deep underground military bases.
Yep.
They've got all them, you know, fully stocked and ready to rock, you know, whatever.
Oh yeah.
You know, so, but you know, that's one of the things, you know, that's been kind of. And I'm still not over the second bombing of Syria. I'm still not over that. I mean, you know, he signed the omnibus bill. Big mistake.
Yep.
$500 million to Planned Parenthood.
I know.
I mean, you know, okay, he bombed Syria because supposedly, actually, I believe it was the rebels or even the rebels even could have been Mossad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were involved
in there doing some of their shenanigans, and but you know, that right there is the, you know, when, you know, it's like, okay, he's going to bomb them because he thinks that the Syrians are dropping gas on their own people. Mm-hmm. What are we? What did he sign an omnibus bill, $500 million, to have the babies in the wombs of American citizens exterminated?
There you go.
So who's the worst human rights violators? By far, we are.
Absolutely.
We so far exceed any other nation as far as human rights violations of the womb.
Yep.
So what is he going to do about that?
There you go. That's the question.
You know, how can you be the moral authority of the world, but yet this goes on in your own country?
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir, brother. I'm with you.
How does that work?
I don't know. It doesn't. It's hypocrisy, and God hates hypocrisy.
And that's what I was wondering about Trump. You know, he did. Remember when campaigning, he did say some things that were good about Planned Parenthood. He's like, well, they give the women these pap smears and all these, you know, fertile, you know, things that goes on in the womb. They, you know, all this birth control or whatever. All these good things that Planned Parenthood does. What about selling baby parts? You know, the guy that did the video investigation.
Yeah.
I can't remember that guy.
I know who you're talking about. He got in trouble. I think he got sued or something by him.
Yeah, but, I mean, he got it on tape.
Yes, he did, and it was no doubt about it.
It's documented.
Yep.
And don't you know the Luciferians are jumping up and down? And let me tell you another thing. Now I may be wrong in this. Y'all can, you know, correct me if I am. But I don't think any of the Bushes should have a flag flown at half-mast for them, considering they're some of the biggest Luciferians in the world.
Amen. I'm with you.
I'm offended by that.
I am too.
Now, I don't know. You know, I might get some flack from some other callers. But anyway, I just had to, you know, vent on those things. And I want to let y'all go and say God bless you.
Thank you, Bo.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care. Oh, we got to hit a break. We're late for a break. Hold on for me, Small Claims. We'll be back. I got to get this break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. Hold on, buddy.
You?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Don't miss the fun at Nuke's Eatery Saturday, April 28th. Kids, come by at 11:30 for the party, dressed as your favorite Disney or Universal character. Be original. Be creative. One lucky family will win 2 tickets to fly from Montgomery Regional Airport to Orlando, Florida, as we celebrate the kickoff of nonstop flights to Orlando-Sanford, taking off May 14th. Other prizes include 4 tickets to Annie at ASF and a $50 gift card to Nuke's. We'll see you at Nuke's for the party on Vaughn Road, Saturday, April 28th.
Spring is in the air. For exclusive designer fashions, visit Chantilly Boutique. Need the perfect outfit for running around town or lunch with the girls? Chantilly has a large selection of colorful casual tops, pants, and dresses in beautiful cottons and linens that are all machine washable. Springtime means garden parties, weddings, and teas. Chantilly also has a wide variety of white dresses for Easter, confirmation, and graduation. Chantilly is where you can find the perfect outfit for any occasion for the young woman and those women feeling young. It's prom time again. Shop Chantilly for the latest styles of 2018. Size sizes 0 to 26. We have a large selection of prom gowns in any style she could be looking for, from simple to mermaid to full sequins. For that special mother of the bride or groom who's having a hard time finding the perfect dress and fit, Chantilly's well-trained staff can find you the perfect dress, sizes 2 to 24, with special orders happily accepted. Don't forget Chantilly's beautiful accessories to complement your look. Find the perfect outfit at Chantilly Boutique on Carter Hill Road, across from Applebee's.
Pack up the crew and head out to Talladega Super Speedway for race weekend, April 27th through 29th. GEICO 500 ticket holders can enjoy free camping in three different campgrounds around the track. This is more than a race. This is Talladega.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hi there. Welcome back. Small claims is on, hopefully. Hey, buddy.
Hey, you got me?
I got you. How you doing?
All right, man. I've been listening to this great show tonight, you know, and I'll tell you why they ain't got the sense to take y'all to midnight. I mean, unless you physically can't do it, instead of putting the other thing on and letting some more callers experience what you got going here. I just don't understand.
Well, thank
but
you.
That's my vote to let you go on to midnight. Please, please, please.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you listen? What comes on after us? I have no idea.
The Greg Bedell show, the some replay.
Oh, okay.
Greg's Friday show.
Okay, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's really nothing okay. compared to what y'all can put on here for your listeners. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, Greg has got his listeners all week long.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to listen to that again. We want to listen to some knowledge base on what's going on in the world. But what I'm calling about is how it's going to affect Montgomery, Alabama. But I need some help from you tonight, bad help.
Okay.
Let's see now. Hold on a second.
No problem.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I had something happen to me 2 days ago. I want you to try to think about it and explain to me what it was.
Okay.
Now, I'm in need of physical treatment and a medical treatment. I mean, a medical treatment and a spiritual treatment in my life right now, okay?
Okay.
And the medical treatment ran up. But when it was running up, the spiritual treatment started showing its face. And what happened was, see, I'm thank God, in possession of a faith healer in my family, and that puts his hands on you, you know.
Yes.
And he came, and I was in a semi-conscious mode. And he came, and I didn't even see it because of the way the situation was.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came and put his hand on me, he had something in his hand that looked like down in the country. And I grew up as a farm boy, but not as some of your callers would be a farmer. You know how they are. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
And it looked like a sow's meat. You ever heard of that?
Looked like a what?
Sow meat.
Sow's meat. You know,
yeah.
Like a...
Yeah, sow's.
Okay, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And that's what it looked like that he had in his hand. And when he put it, I couldn't see it directly, but when he put it on my cheek, it all went in my body.
What?
And I immediately felt it cleanse what I needed. So I was wondering if when the postman starts, and my question is, see, we talk about what's happening in Israel and Syria, but what's going to happen in Montgomery, Alabama, when this all happened. Somebody in Montgomery, or a team of people, or somebody's going to be doing that. They're going to be applying this, you know, like in the Bible, they used to put the homes in red, you know, in blood.
Mm-hmm.
And but something he put on his hand, and it went through my body. And
wow.
It was the foundation of a spiritual treatment. Wow. I didn't know if you or the postman ever heard of something like that already being done, you know. But
are you better now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, it was like night and day.
Wow.
It really was. And I thank God that, you know, my life is the finishing faith. And,
that's great.
He laid his hand on me, and I was wanting to know when all this happened, because there's going to be survival.
Sure.
And something's going to happen in this area where there's going to be a team of in God's army that's going to drive it in the area. Now, Postman, do you know of any group of people? Or anything like that going on in the area right now, you know, where this is forming.
What are you talking about? When are you round up all these criminals? Is that what you're talking about?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Something like that. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
They're spread out all over the United States. They're in every state, every large city. Right. And
okay.
And at some point in time, we don't even know if they'll get them all. They'll probably just get some of the most of the
yeah, because they'll gang back fish. Up, won't they?
Right,
like in Gorilla.
Yeah, and the caller that called in a few calls ago, and what you're talking about is related to what I'm about to say. What I'm about to say in reference to that caller that called in about a few calls ago. There's some of those elites that are here in Montgomery, some in Birmingham, and
I've heard about them in Birmingham. Yeah,
yeah. There's some here in Montgomery too, and
okay.
And not calling any names right now, but but they're here. They're here.
Okay.
And And who knows? They just may end up being a part of it.
Exactly. Yeah,
and,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
And like I said before in the program, it's a very, very good possibility that they may have to take the grid down for a few days, week or a month to actually round them up to keep them from escaping. It could very well be possible.
To keep them from escaping, you say?
Yes, Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to get them all at once because you can't start picking them up because if you do, the others are going to find out and they're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like when you turn on the light,
they all scatter.
They all scatter. Okay, I got you.
They've got the upper direction. That's nailed down. They can't go off planet. They can't.
Uh huh. Okay.
They're stuck here.
Yeah. That's where God's army has got to make them go the other way.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. And I've been hearing that scares me is purportedly these people that are talking to aliens, I'm talking about the Zetas, they're claiming that, well, we have to have forgiveness. We have to allow these people, these evil Luciferian psychopaths, we have to be able to basically let them off with what they've done. We have to forgive them. And I'm having a real hard time with that. I don't get that.
Yeah, I do too, Terry. I really do. Matter of fact, it cost me by my belief on it. It already has.
Yeah.
This is exactly what you said.
Yeah, I can't forgive what they do to children. No. They need to be swinging from a rope.
All right, then I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
Tremendously. I look forward. Now I got it. Alarmed in on my old Apple, you know.
Thank you.
You know, if you could thank one man in the world, you could thank Steven Jobs, because he grouped together people that hadn't, if he hadn't came along, been a lot longer for it.
You're right. He was a dreamer.
It would.
I love it. Well, thank you.
Did. Okay, then.
I enjoy your comments.
And I'll listen, look forward to next week. Thanks again.
You bet, Smoke Times. See you. All right, guys. Wow, last big break of the night. Time's fun when you're having flies. We will be back in 5 minutes. 272-9228. 272-9228. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal sizes, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman, bring me.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hey, everybody. Jeff Pollard here at Capital City Ace Hardware. Our number one goal is serving our customers. I've always liked fixing things and solving problems, so at Ace, I get to serve our customers by using my experience and passion. We have a lot to offer, including key cutting and automobile key making, window pane cutting, propane refills, door and window screen repair, and lamp repairs. We're here to help you at Capital City Ace. Y'all come to see us. We're next to Applebee's on 3215. Taylor Road.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system, and it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs is dedicated to providing the best possible services and benefits to veterans and their families. Veteran service officers provide compensation in the VA pension claims and other veteran services in 67 counties, bringing around $1 billion in federal funds annually. We also oversee the Alabama GI Dependent Scholarship Program. The department oversees a state cemetery located in Spanish Fort. All eligible veterans receive free burial services. Go to va.alabama.gov to find out more about what we offer.
Sponsored by ADVA and this station.
Looking for a fun way to bond with man's best friend? Come join us for the 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville to benefit the Prattville Otauga Humane Society. Saturday, April 28th from 10 to 3. You and your furry friend can enjoy games, raffles, bake sales, and more. Don't forget to enter into the pet contest. The Prattville Otauga Humane Society's 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville. Saturday, April 28th. Visit our station website for more information.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are fast approaching, but if you have plans this evening, I think you're going to be fine. Mostly cloudy skies. Showers hold off till probably after midnight, well after midnight. Overnight low temperature around 59. Tomorrow, periods of rain. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two, especially towards tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. High temperature tomorrow around 70. Then showers and thunderstorms around from time to time on Monday. High around 74. And risk of a few leftover showers on Tuesday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes with hourly forecast, push notifications for watches and warnings, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
Hey, welcome back to the last 30 minutes of the program. 272-9228 is the number here in the Budale building. My name's Terry Adams, postman, is co-hosting tonight. We're kind of in this series of programs talking about the secret space program, what's going on in space. And I look at it like this. All this technology that we know the Germans had, and let me tell you what happened to this architecture of the German command. We know from CIA documents, Freedom of Information Act requests, that Hitler escaped to South America. He lived out his life, him and Eva Braun, South America. Many of the top Nazis did. We flew them down there in modified DC-3s. This is verifiable, okay? Here's the deal. What the deal we made with the Nazis was this. You give us the technology that you got from off-planet, from Peenemunde and all, you give us your propulsion secrets, your craft, all that stuff. You give us all your technology and we will allow you to escape. Actually, we will facilitate your escape from Germany before we let the Russians beat us to the downtown, to the lair. Okay? So that's what we did. We flew them out of there on DC-3s. We got that technology. Many of the craft that you see that people spot, take pictures of, send to these UFO places, they're ours. They're being flown by us. We took what the Nazis had gotten from who knows who and modified them and made them our own. I mean, there's so much evidence out there, Bob Lazar being one of them, who actually worked on these things. They had some kind of propulsion that was, well, some of it's nuclear, some of it is, it's like they take mercury and they spin it inside of this donut. They create artificial gravity inside of the craft. It's like the craft has its own, is its own world.
Its own planet.
It is.
Yeah, it's like a, it actually is, they call it magnetoplasma. And
how does it work, Postman? Do you know? Can you put it in terms that somebody stupid like me can understand?
Yeah, I'll try to do the best I can.
Okay, that's all I can ask.
Yeah, it's magnetoplasma, and what happens is they use mercury. They use mercury and they take it in and take it and spin it.
Yes.
And 30,000-50,000 RPMs, mm-hmm. or higher, and the faster it spins, the more plasma it'll create. And what they do with that mercury, they take it and electrically charge it. And once they electrically charge it, it'll ramp it up. I'm talking about ramp it up way up. It'll scale it. It'll
so
scale
how
it
do
up.
They use the plasma to move?
The plasma is then rerouted to the outside of the vessel, to the shell of the vessel, and mm-hmm. If you notice, if you've seen one, they have like three or four, maybe five plasma nodes, according to how large the vessel is.
Are those round things?
Those round nodes, yes, that are on the bottom of it.
Yes.
And those are the ones that stabilize. I want to use some Star Trek lingo here.
That's okay.
But stabilizes the warp field, and that's exactly what it is. It's a warp field.
Wow.
And what it does, it negates Earth gravity. It negates not 100% of it, somewhere between, I would say, 50 to 80% of the Earth's gravity.
Enough of it.
Yes, and the actual the propulsion system takes over from there and it makes it and zeroes it out.
See, folks, that explains why these things can be going 5,000 miles an hour and take an immediate right, 90-degree turn, and never slow down. If you try to do that with human pilots, their brains would be splattered on the inside of their helmets. They could not handle the G's. But with this, there's what I've read from people that have been on these ships, there's no perception that you've even turned when you're inside.
And if you've seen the, I've seen a facsimile of the inside of one. And there are three pilots on the inside of it doing the operation,
mm-hmm.
and they all sit back to back on one another,
wow.
And they have live inertial dampeners on the inside of them, so that means when the ship turns mm-hmm. or make a hard right or a hard downward or upward turn or any kind of sharp turn,
right,
the inside of the ship or the vessel, it's on like rails, and it'll move with them to absorb the actual G force.
It has to,
and plus they're inside of a magnetic field anyway,
right? So they don't even perceive it.
Yeah, and these vessels can travel as fast as a comet or a meteor.
Wow,
a meteor can travel up to some 25,000-30,000 miles an hour. So, and that's what that guy was seeing. The caller that called in.
Yes.
That's what he was seeing when they come to a dead stop.
Okay.
And some of these vessels, some of them have a four redundant systems on them, four redundant propulsion systems on them, and they can actually go interdimensional too.
Man.
So in other words, those are, they call it the TRBB3. They've
seen it, triangle.
They've made a 4, a 5, and a 6.
Oh my!
They debuted the 6 on the X-Files. I don't know if anybody saw it, but it's got a cloaking device on it.
Yeah.
And they didn't even, Scully and Mulder didn't know the ship was in the hangar with them until the guy, you know, pressed the button and the materialized, you know, right in front of them.
Oh, man. That's unreal. Like a Klingon bird of prey.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. It's amazing to me how the movies and the different things, all this has been shown to us, but it's all under. We have a caller?
We do. She wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
Postman.
Yeah, you're ready for
that. You're on the air.
That's unreal.
Hello.
Can you turn your radio down, please? We're getting so much feedback.
Okay, I'm getting too much. Okay, I'm trying to do it now. Die Glock and my German. I'm sorry. I can't pronounce it, but it means it translates out into the bell.
You're talking about Die Glocke. Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Postman. I think that's how he. Whitler got out of there.
It could very well be possible, but there is a, if you ask any of the foot soldiers that were in Berlin when Berlin fell, they would they would tell you it's the latest in a lot of them's diary that they saw the ships as they flew over Berlin and from,
we're talking saucers and
right,
okay,
yeah, and
not regular conventional aircraft,
and from what I heard. Who they came to pick up was Maria Orsich and the and the ones, you know, that were part of the
Seers, the Vril Society.
Yeah. Those are the ones that they picked up and took to Antarctica.
Wow. But okay, what was Kecksburg and they went in there, you know, when one of those things landed in Kecksburg.
That one in Kecksburg. From what I read and from what eyewitnesses say, what happened in Kecksburg, they actually that was a believe it or not, it was a Draco in that one.
It was what, honey?
In today's vernacular, he was a lizard man. He was in that. He had three digits on his hands, his feet, and he was two-toned, kind of similar to the one that I saw, but this one was a lot taller.
Oh, Lord. Well, anyway, I know that the Army went in there. How did the Army have that quickly and in that age? I mean, in that time, because that was, what year was that? Do you remember, Spur?
I can't remember the exact year, but I remember reading about the event.
Yes, and I remember reading the personal, you know, the people's story of everything that happened. You know, and they went in there and they just, you know, went in there with a flatbed and they just threw a tarp over it and went out of there where they could not hide the shape.
Yeah, that was similar to the one Martin Bormann left Germany in.
Uh-huh. That's why I thought that Hitler probably escaped there, you know, in one of those.
Yeah, I've heard of at least three modes of transportation that Hitler might have used. He used some type of mode of transportation to get away from Germany. Because that's where he ended up. He ended up in Antarctica.
All right, kids, we got to hit our break.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you all.
All right, guys, our last break, 272-9228, when we're back in 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Twin Peaks is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan-favorite menu is made from scratch. At Twin Peaks, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Check out what's on the menu specials for this month. New food items include the Southern Fried Chicken Sandwich and Loaded Tots. Or pair the new Nashville Hot Chicken Sandwich with a local brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs provides the best possible services and benefits to veterans and families. Veteran service officers provide compensation and VA pension claims. We also oversee the Alabama GI Dependent Scholarship Program. Go to va.alabama.gov to find out more.
Sponsored by ADVA and this station.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to the program. Sorry about that dead air. I had to find my headphone plug-ins. Jimmy! Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Fine, about y'all?
Hanging in there, brother.
Good.
I heard a gentleman a minute ago, he was making a comparison of the United States to Rome. A better comparison of that would be Germany prior to World War One.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't know it, but the Zionist bankers, they destroyed the middle class through a series of stock market crashes.
Yes, that's exactly right. and they passed the Internal Revenue Service Act in order to support the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely. I mean, this last takedown in 2007, 2008, the middle class lost 50% of their assets.
Yep, but the rich got richer.
And the military-industrial complex, they moved $40 trillion offshore.
Yep, you are correct.
I'm telling you, if you live long enough, they're going to do the same thing to this country they did to Germany if they're allowed to.
I agree. They're going to take everybody's 401ks. They're going to take your retirement. They're going to take everything.
But you tell an average person that they'll laugh at you.
Oh, I know. You're a conspiracy theorist. You tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, you. I know. I'm getting used to it.
Hitler went to Argentina on a submarine, according to Harry Cooper.
Oh yeah, Shark Hunters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that book, and the FBI even knew Hitler was in Argentina.
Yep, that's right. And I'll tell you something else. Whenever, right before we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and the other city, Nagasaki, we couldn't even test our nuclear bomb because we didn't have enough material. Then all of a sudden, we have all this material to do a test and drop two bombs. It's because when the German submarine pulled into port and gave itself up, it was full. It had half a ton of enriched uranium that we got from the Nazis. That's how we got all our bomb-making material.
Yeah, Bauman went to Argentina way before Hitler did, and I forget how many millions of dollars he took with him to be in the trillions today.
Mm-hmm.
But he and Alan Dulles, Alan Dulles, either John Foster Dulles, helped Bauman set up 700 corporations, a lot of them in this country.
Wow, I hadn't heard that. That makes sense.
Absolutely. That's why Bauman left before Hitler did.
Yep, and that makes sense. That's why Dulles had Kennedy killed, because he was going to ruin it all for him.
Yeah, the Dulles brothers were proud of World War II. One of them worked for the Schroeder Bank in Germany, and one of them worked for a bank in Switzerland.
Yep, laundering all that Nazi money.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I want to ask about on rent, I forget the guy's name, and this information is still classified. They said the North Vietnamese had about 40 helicopters, and nothing we have could touch them.
Wow.
Have you ever heard that?
I have not.
Anyway,
it's got to be Soviet technology, right?
I don't know. That's the first time I've ever heard that guy's guess that this information is still classified. He said nothing we had could touch them.
And Jimmy, I'll tell you what I heard about North Korea. I've heard that it's a CIA puppet.
No, I'm talking about North Vietnam.
North Vietnam?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, not North Korea.
I'm sorry, I got them mixed up.
He's talking about during the Vietnam conflict.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They were just more advanced than what we had, or what?
Absolutely. He said, we tried to chase them, and nothing we had could even touch these craft.
Wow.
And there was never one shot down.
I hadn't heard that. You know anything about that, Postman?
No, that I never heard of them.
Well, wow.
I'll try to find it on Rents sometimes to call somebody, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I go to Rents just about every day these days, so I'll keep looking for it. I love Shark Hunters, man. And have you listened to all the interviews from all the secret space program people? That's amazing to me.
Yeah, I hadn't lately, but a couple of years ago, I talked to Harry Cooper on several occasions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, weren't they going to do some kind of expedition to Antarctica?
Yeah, that was my understanding.
I wonder what happened to that, because, man, I tell you, the images and stuff that got leaked from what the Nazis had built, these huge caverns under the ground in Antarctica, is amazing.
Yeah, I've heard that too. What was the guy's name? Admiral Byrd?
Oh, yeah, he went up there and got his butt kicked.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, well, he came back with a message from mankind about get rid of all the nukes. But instead of listening to what he said, they sent him down there with a task force. He came back licking his wounds.
Yep, that's the way I understand it.
Yep, me too. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, all right, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate you listening. I really appreciate you calling, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Yeah, I love Jimmy's phone calls. He always... Jimmy's awake.
He's awake.
He really is. He's awake. And that's good. We all need to be awake, folks. Wake up. Stop listening to the mainstream media because they're lying to you. You're not going to get the truth from the television set. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, they're supposed to lie to you because they're in that leaked war document about how they're supposed to exploit the people.
Yep.
So
that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. They are exploiting us. They're telling us, it's not so much what they're telling us that's bad, it's what they're leaving out that's bad, you know? Because you have to understand the sociopathic, evil, ruling elite that has taken over this country, they want terror, they want a global war, they want a global economic crisis, they want a global plague, they want chaos. Because they're going to offer their global government as a solution to all of this. Hey, we can fix all this. If we just had one big central global government, we could handle all this.
Or one leader, you know, to actually do it.
Antichrist. He's coming.
He's coming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and, of course, the false prophet, I believe, is the Pope.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion.
Could very well be.
Yep. But one thing we need to get across to you is, it's like Postman and I both said earlier, have a plan, get some non-perishable food, get a filtration system for your water. I like the Berkey system. It's about $200. It's kind of pricey, but this stuff, what it does for your water is incredible. It's 99.99. There's seven nines after that. That's the percentage that it cleans your water. It's the same technology NASA uses. The astronauts, when they urinate in space, it goes through one of these filters, and they drink that water. That's how good a Berkey filter is. We have one. I highly recommend it. Get an extra set of filters while you're ordering, and you can, you know, go get mud out of a puddle and throw it in there. And once it gets through its process, you can drink it. It's amazing. Get some non-perishable food. Get a 50-pound bag of rice if you can find it. Something that you can eat. You're going to have something to eat. And, you know, I said this several shows ago when the whole QAnon thing was talking about, you know, stay true to the plan, don't panic. You know, we're going to round them all up, but it's going to have to take place at once. So we're talking probably, it's probably going to happen on a Friday if I had to guess. And the way you're probably going to know to begin with is your ATM card ain't going to work. The bank's going to be shut down. They may even say, we're going to do maintenance. We're going to pull maintenance on the ATM so you're not going to be able to withdraw your money. That may be the start of it, and it'll probably be martial law. They'll shut down all the airports. Nobody can travel because they want to pick these people up where none of them get away. Now, here's the scary thing. Is that really what's happening, or is this a setup for the roundup of patriots? That's what's in the back of my mind, and that scares me.
Yeah, and it's something to actually think about, too.
A double cross.
Right, just a double cross. And the thing is, you know, we can sit here and say that might happen, or that's the best case scenario, in other words. But, I mean, think about it, folks. It's already been written, I mean, over 2,000 years ago. It's going to follow that biblical prophetic narrative.
Always.
And the thing is, that's what I read isn't good. That's not good at all. And it talks about during the first wave, a third of the people dying. Next wave, a quarter of the people dying. I mean, that ain't good at all.
Yeah, Book of Revelations.
Yeah.
Read it for yourself, folks.
Hopefully it won't happen in this cycle. Hopefully this is the cycle before the main cycle happens.
Yes.
And it would be good to have some peace and safety, you know, before it all takes place, you know. We all know it's going to end someday, so we might as well get prepared, because back in biblical days, you know,